Today's devotional is Philippians 2, verses 1 to 11. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility, count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among you, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. We'll start off today's devotionally differently than we usually do, with a question. When was the last time that you went out of your way and served somebody? Again, when was the last time that you went out of your way and served somebody? There's probably a lot of examples recently where your family member asked you to help get water for them or you lent a hand to somebody, but when was the last significant time that you went out of your way to serve somebody? Hopefully, a recent example came to mind for you. But to be honest, I had a hard time thinking about one. I have difficulty remembering when I serve somebody, not out of responsibility, like it was kind of built into what I'm supposed to do, or convenience, like it was minimal work to benefit somebody else since I was already doing something. Here's a follow-up question. What prevents us from serving others more often? Probably at the core of a lot of our answers is that naturally, it's just easy for our own needs and wants to occupy our minds. We are too busy, so we do not have time for others. Or we are too lazy. We'd rather rest and recharge instead of putting in the effort to put others above ourselves. Or the thought just simply doesn't cross our minds. I ask these questions about serving because today's passage is all about serving and humility. The first half of the passage is the exhortation for the church to be united with a mind to serve others. And the second half is about the example of Jesus, of looking to our Lord's humility. Let's go into each half. For the first half, Paul seems to be continuing a thought from before. The verses right before this are, "For it has been granted to you that for the sake of Christ, you should not only believe in him, but also suffer for his sake, engaged in the same conflict that you saw I had, and now hear that I still have." To sum up the first chapter, Paul is writing to the Philippians that he has been suffering to preach the good news of Jesus to them. And they are also granted this opportunity to suffer for the sake of Jesus as well. That's why verse 1 starts off with "so." So, if you have already received Jesus, if you have also received Jesus, his encouragement, his love, his Spirit, then complete my joy by having the same mind. There's some serious unity that Paul is emphasizing in verse 2 with words like same mind, same love, full accord, and of one mind. This unity is all about having a humility that puts others' interests above your own. The things that oppose this mind of serving are named here: selfish ambition and conceit. Conceit meaning excessive pride in oneself. And Paul says to do nothing from those. This reminds me of the book of James, where James talks about selfish ambition and bitter jealousy. He talks about those two, selfish ambition and bitter jealousy in the heart, leading to disorder and every vile practice. Selfish ambition and conceit are both deep heart issues that cause the outward ugly symptoms like boasting, putting others down, stealing, and so on. Rather than doing things out of those deep heart issues, we are instead to count others more significant than ourselves. We're to have this mind, which is yours in Christ Jesus. And in this simple phrase, we see so much good news. Because of Jesus, we have been given a new mind. The ugly condition of our heart can be transformed by his power. And the second half of this passage is, of course, describing Jesus' humility. These verses are just really eloquent, and they flow from one to the other. They're also called a hymn to Christ. Stepping through it, Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. Jesus emptied himself. He was still God, but he emptied himself of his rightful status and emptied himself of the comforts of heaven. He emptied his limitlessness to become limited as a man and as a servant all the more. I'm reminded of the scenes in Black Panther when T'Challa is challenged for his throne. If you remember, he has to drink that mix that empties the powers of the Black Panther before he fights his challenger. And Jesus is like that, except times a million, when he came to earth as a man. Verse 8 parallels this by saying that Jesus humbled himself. He became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Jesus not only took that infinite step from heaven to earth, he took an even further step down by dying on the cross as a criminal would. But because Jesus was so humble and obedient to the Father's will, therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name. This is an anti-pattern to what the world says, what selfish ambition and conceit would say, that we need to exalt ourselves and put our own needs first. Jesus was the only one who humbled himself and trusted the Father completely, that the Father would exalt him in due time. Today, let's look at Jesus' humility and have this in mind, as the passage says. This mind is ours in Christ Jesus. Let's take part in this mind to serve and consider others' interests above our own. The good news is that Jesus made a way out from our selfishness and sin so that we could live more and more as he did. Let's think about the question we started off with today. When was the last time you went out of your way to serve somebody? And let's think of a way to do just that today. I'm sure God will bring to mind a specific person or people you can serve. Let's consider what would be beneficial to that person. What can I do to show that person the love of Christ today? Perhaps in a way that he or she does not expect because it's so out of the ordinary. And as we do so, let's continue to ask for the renewal of our hearts and minds, that we would grow in our humility as God desires. Let's pray. Oh God, we thank you for this passage, and of course we thank you for Jesus. Jesus, you took that giant step down from earth, from heaven to earth, and Lord, even on earth, you did not walk as a king, as an earthly king would do, but you walked as a servant, and Lord, it is through that way, through the ultimate humble way, that you came out victorious, and how God the Father exalted you. So Lord, we look to your way. We pray that you would teach us to not follow the world's ways, but to follow your way that you have shown us and made a way for us. We lift up this day to you. In Jesus' name we pray.